DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. After talks in Washington, Germany and the United States have raised questions about Russia's commitment to peace in Syria. Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle criticised Russian arms deals with the Syrian regime, and he urged the Syrian opposition to unite and participate in the Geneva II peace meeting currently being planned.
That is why Russia must refrain from activities connected with arms deliveries. That could jeopardise the peace conference. But we also urge the Syrian opposition not to boycott the Geneva conference so agreement can be reached.
Turkish police have fired tear gas and water cannon at demonstrators in central Istanbul, wounding scores of people and prompting rallies in other cities, including the capital Ankara and the coastal town of Izmir. The demonstrations in Istanbul began as an environmental protest at the loss of 600 trees in a city park, which is being redeveloped as a shopping mall. As riot police moved in, the protest took on a broader anti-government character. The Interior Ministry said that allegations police had used disproportionate force would be investigated. Results from Germany's latest census were announced on Friday. The figures from 2011 show a total population of 80.2 million, with fewer foreigners than estimated from previous studies. A total of 15 million people of foreign origin are living in Germany, according to the census. Roderich Egeler, the president of the Federal Statistical Office, announced the up-to-date figures in Berlin.
For foreigners, the deviation at minus 14.9% was considerably greater. Nearly 1.1 million fewer foreigners live in Germany than was previously estimated.
Zimbabwe's highest court has ruled that national elections must take place no later than July the 31st. The court criticised President Robert Mugabe for what it said was a violation of his duties in not proclaiming a date for the vote earlier. But the office of Mugabe's coalition partner, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, said the court had overstepped its authority and had no power whatsoever to set an election date. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The son of Libya's former leader should be tried by the International Criminal Court in The Hague and not in Libya, ICC judges ruled on Friday. The decision marks an ongoing dispute between the court and the Libyan government. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi was captured in 2011 as he tried to escape to Niger. He's been held in the Libyan town of Zintan ever since. A local militia group has started their own trial proceedings against Saif. Japan has announced a $32 billion five-year program of public and private support for Africa. The package was unveiled by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the opening of the International Conference on African Development in Tokyo on Saturday. He said the aim was to help growth on the continent and encourage Japanese firms to invest there over the next 5 years. In football, the German Cup final will be played tonight in Berlin between Bayern Munich and Stuttgart. Bayern are going for a historic treble. No club has ever won the Bundesliga, Champions League and the German Cup final in one season. It's also the last game in charge for Bayern coach Jupp Heynckes, but he was keeping the game in perspective.
Of course I want to win the German Cup. It's a personal thing, but I wouldn't call it an obsession.
And in another attempt at a sporting first, German racehorse Chopin, trained by Andreas Wöhler, is running in the British Epsom Derby on Saturday afternoon. Chopin is the first German horse to run in the prestigious race's 233-year history. Wöhler said it was an important day, not just for himself, but for the German racing industry. And for more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. This is Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.